So it was about a week ago, less than a week ago, I emailed John. I was just like, hey, John, what's going on? Haven't talked to you in a while. And John emails me back and says, I had a life-changing experience. I have to come in and talk about it.
I do.
So okay. What's the life-changing experience?
I spent 90 minutes of my life. And it was a religious experience of sorts last Sunday night. The 2,000 people sat in anticipation. The smartly dressed couple from Miami sitting next to me vibrated with excitement, turning to ask if I had ever been witness before this evening. I answered, no, this was my first time. They assured me my life would change forever after this evening.
Married couple, you said?
Yes.
Okay.
Or just committed. From Massachusetts?
The music cued. The lights dimmed. The star of the evening arrived and the night began. Celine Dion, the Coliseum, Caesar's Palace, Las Vegas, Nevada. What an event. What an extravaganza. What a freak.
Oh, yeah.
I have to admit that before this evening, my fondness for Celine was limited. It had to do with the fact that her voice brought me to the point of nausea with the chest pounding. Wherever you are, my heart will go on. Titanic hit. She always seemed over the top, and for me to call someone over the top, come on, you need to take pause. Did you see her Cinderella Princess Diana inspired wedding?
Yes.
Hello. Did you see the tour she gave to Barbara Walters of her home in Las Vegas? Shut up! Did you hear her plea on Larry King for help after the devastation of Katrina? Hello and shut up! Her music is a little too pop for me. And her marriage to Renee? Okay. A little creepy. Okay, so you ask, why would I spend $250?
Is that how much those tickets are?
Exactly.
Per person?
Hello, yes.
Oh, my God.
Well, I did sit in the second row almost on top of her, but that's beside the point. You ask why I would spend that and 90 minutes of my life to sit in the second row. One word. Voice. Come on. It's sort of unbelievable. She opens her mouth, and this voice falls out and almost blows you away. Her chatter with the audience? Completely weird. And I'm guessing why. I don't believe she speaks or understands a word of English. I really don't. I think she is completely scripted and doesn't have a clue as to what she's saying. Do you want me to sit with Jew?
Oh, God. What?
Did she just say Jew? One thing, though. This woman and the people around her are smart enough to surround her with a cast of incredibly talented dancers, choreographers, set, sound, and costume designers that have created an evening to remember. After a 4-year run, she's announced her show closing at the end of the year. I swear to the God I know that no matter how much or how little you think you like Celine Dion, you need to live through these 90 minutes. It's worth the trip to Las Vegas alone.
Did you go alone?
No.
You know,
I'm glad you asked. I was kind of scared too.
Did she do the thing? And this may be one of the.
That is really creepy. You flew out there alone? I kind of did though. Robin, you know Chris's wife?
Yeah.
Robin was there. Robin and I went together. So
did and talk about, you know, spouses will do things for their other spouses, and this is Sue this is the ultimate taken one for the team. I got really good seats free for Celine Dion when she was at the Bradley Center, and Sue went with my mom, which was like I said, the ultimate in taking one for the team. And they sat, and when she did the My Heart Will Go On, did they have the bow of the Titanic? And she ran out and, like, stood on the, she did that whole thing with the wind blowing and singing it and standing on the bow of the Titanic. I thought Sue said she was going to puke. Yeah.
Sue thought she was going to puke.
Yeah,
She didn't think Celine Dion was going to puke.
Yeah.
They had this thing where it was very Cirque du Soleil. Her show was very Cirque du Soleil, and it was choreographed, I believe, by, do you watch So You Think You Can Dance, any of you?
No.
Do you watch it? It's that blonde, kind of bigger choreographer with the really squinty eyes.
She's
the one who choreographed the entire show.
Okay.
And you know her modern dance sort of way. It was really a brilliant show dance-wise. But during that song, they had this bride suspended who floated across the stage about 20 feet above the stage with a train on her dress that when she started, it never ended. I mean, it never ended until the end of the song. So she had this long train that just floated, and they had this piano floating, which was like, I didn't really, some of it was like, Is this dumb?
Some Cirque du Soleil stuff can be kind of goofy and weird. I love Cirque du Soleil. So, I mean, I probably would have loved it, but there are times that you kind of go, what?
Well, and they surrounded her by all of the stuff where you really didn't watch her. You know, you really only heard her. And if you did watch her, she did this really strange sort of, she does a lot of posing and a lot of chest pounding.
She's a diva.
A lot of turning. And I mean, it's can I tell you, it's really kind of a remarkable show. And she sounds,
her voice is undeniable. I mean,
did you buy any CDs then afterwards to relive the experience?
I didn't.
What Celine Dion has done is shown these entertainers that they can set up out there.
It's like the new Branson.
It's the new Branson, but it's Branson for a higher quality entertainer. You know what I mean?
For a different generation.
You know, I'm not saying that Yakov Smirnoff is not Vegas worthy.
Jim Stafford is.
But he's more your Branson. And then you've got your Celine Dion shares that are, yeah.
Well, you've got, out in Vegas, you've got the people that can spend $250 for a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
You know, down in Branson, ain't happening.
You mean gay men with disposable income?
Hello.
You think by, you know,
people that win at the tables, or they get a lot of those. Because, see, I know my neighbor went, but she spends a lot of money at the tables when she goes out there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So she was comped these tickets. She thought it was an unbelievable show, too.
It really is. Well, it's funny because I did something like what I just did, and I've had a dozen people come up and say, "So did you like her or not?" Because, you know, you have to tell it what it's really like. The fact that I don't believe she speaks much English, and I don't really believe she knows what she's saying some of the time.
Seriously,
you know, no, really, there was some of it that was so kind of like, "What did she say?" And what is, does she, you know, it's all kind of scripted and stilted, if you
and
know what I mean.
And is it a solid 90 minutes?
There's solid.
I was going to say,
completely.
There better not be a break for $250 a pop.
No, solid. And she sings.
John, was that face value of the tickets, $250? Or was that, did you buy them from a ticket broker or something?
$250 face value.
$250
Two and a quarter with, or $205 and then all whatever's added on. $250 is what it was. Ticketmaster.
Wow.
Second row. She looks amazing. She looks amazing. She really does. And to be up so close, it was.
I mean, figure wise, isn't she just skinny?
Well, she's thin, but they put her in these dresses that.
Well,
I mean,
sure.
There's some stuff that's like, it's amazing. Mm-hmm. She looks amazing. Yeah, and she sounds great. And it was really fun. We also went to see a show called Le Rêve at the Wynn, and it's almost Cirque du Soleil, but it's all done in water, and it's about 60.
Is that like O?
Sort of like, I haven't seen O, but it was very Cirque du Soleil-like, but it was 60, and I would say 30 men and 30 women, all like divers, swimmers, dancers, actors, who were all like in short little shorts and a bald head and no shirts. It was,
I was like, now we're talking.
And they were swimming?
Well, yeah, it was all done in this pool, and they would lower. I mean, at one moment they were running through this pool at 2 inches of water. People were running, and then a moment later people were falling 82 feet out of the ceiling of this place and falling into this, what you thought was 2 inches of water, but they obviously dropped, and they were falling out of the, you know, falling out of the sky into this water. It was really, it was amazing what they did physically.
Do you think people who dream these shows up are high?
I think they were high once.
Yeah.
because it's like, I'm like, wow.
How would you think of that stuff?
And who would say, do you want to do it? And yeah. I said to Robin, I said, how much money do you think they're making a week? And she says, it's probably a union contract. It's probably $8.50 a week.
To dive 82 feet into
it. And we went to a 7:30 show, and there was another 10:30 show. It's like two shows to spend 90 minutes working your butt off. I mean, working. This was. I'm like, I'm going to tell a poop story and make some money. Do you know what I mean? It's like, wow, that's a lot of work.
It seems. Whew. But you know, when you describe that show to me, it's like right away I thought somebody somewhere is. The symbolism is at the beginning of life when the egg meets the sperm and the water in the womb and then life begins. And
it had, well, you know had to kind of, you kind of had to do that. It was like, what does this really mean? And it started off with a man and a woman walking through water and then he left and then she went into this bed.
That was a fertility thing.
And then the bed was lowered into the water and it was like, oh, it was a dream. It was all about dreams. And I guess she must have a lake house.
You should have just stood up and yelled, where are the tigers? I want to see the white tigers.